点睛训练，高中新课标，英语选修期，听力。
Test 1.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Have you had that new flu that's going around?
No, but I hear it's spreading like wildfire.Text 2. Hi, Tony. How did your experiment go yesterday?
Well, it wasn't as easy as I thought. I have to continue doing it tonight.
Text 3.
Oh, not again.I didn't expect the soup to dry up so fast.
Well, didn't I warn you against keeping the heat on high?
I'm really sorry, my dear.
Text 4.
Are you teaching this summer?
I'm going to take the summer off.I plan to go back to China for a visit. Text 5. I expect you could do with a cup of tea, couldn't you?
I'd rather have a cup of coffee, if you don't mind.
Milk and sugar?
Milk without sugar.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Text 6. I keep meaning to ask you, are you happy that you work in the shipping department?
To tell you the truth, I am sorry that I've changed my job and have come to the shipping department. I wish I wouldn't have done it.
Really? But why?
You see, the work is tiring, and the people in that section aren't friendly.
That sounds too bad. Sorry to hear that. What do you plan to do next?
Well, I hope the bank is willing to take me back.
Is that likely?
I don't know yet.
Well, I hope things work out for you.
Thanks.
I keep meaning to ask you, are you happy that you work in the shipping department?
To tell you the truth, I am sorry that I've changed my job and have come to the shipping department. I wish I wouldn't have done it.
Really? But why?
You see, the work is tiring, and the people in that section...aren't friendly.
That sounds too bad. Sorry to hear that. What do you plan to do next?
Well, I hope the bank is willing to take me back.
Is that likely?
I don't know yet.
Well, I hope things work out for you.
Thanks.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Text 7.
When are you leaving for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave on Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off at this time after all.
How long does it take?
5 or 6 hours.
Say, you leave at 4:30, right after work. You'd be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so. And we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
Don't you think it's going to be cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat, just in case.
Hope you have a good time there. When are you leaving for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave on Friday after work. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than midday Saturday. We have 3 days off at this time after all.
How long does it take?
5 or 6 hours.
Say, you leave at 4:30, right after work. You'd be there around 9 or 10.
I suppose so. And we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
Don't you think it's going to be cold at night at the seaside?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat, just in case.
Hope you have a good time there.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Text 8. Officer, I have something important to report.I've just had my money stolen.
Before you begin, why not take a seat and calm down a little? Don't be too excited. It won't help us catch the thief.
Yes, you are completely right. Where should I start?
At the beginning. When did it take place?
About 10 minutes ago.
And where exactly was this?
It was probably on the moving stair coming up from the underground at Xi'an. I saw somebody had been following me,from the time I left the bank.
The bank?
Well, you see, I went to the bank to exchange some traveler's checks for money, so I can buy my airline ticket back home.
Yes, yes. How much did you exchange?
About $4,500 worth.
And how much was stolen?
All of it.
I see.
Officer,I have something important to report. I've just had my money stolen.
Before you begin, why not take a seat and calm down a little? Don't be too excited. It won't help us catch the thief.
Yes, you are completely right. Where should I start?
At the beginning. When did it take place?
About 10 minutes ago.
And where exactly was this?
It was probably on the moving stair coming up from the underground at Xi'an.I saw somebody had been following me from the time I left the bank.
The bank?
Well, you see, I went to the bank to exchange some traveler's checks for money, so I can buy my airline ticket back home.
Yes, yes. How much did you exchange?
About $4,500 worth.
And how much was stolen?
All of it.
I see.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
Text 9.
I'm tired of the TV these days. Too much fighting and killing. I really would like a change.
How about going to see a film? At the moment, there is a series of American classic films on at the Grand Cinema. Most of the films are the great ones produced between the 1930s and the 1940s.
Oh, that's interesting. Anything worth seeing?
Let me see.Today is Saturday. Yes, at 3:30 p.m. there is a film, The Lion in Winter. How about that?
Well, I'm not interested in it. I prefer something closer to real life.
In that case, I think this one might interest you. The Trouble with Harry. It's a love story about a couple with a happy ending that pleases everyone.
That sounds nice.When is it being shown?
Tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. in the Grand Cinema. Actually, I'm not particularly interested in it. Anyway, I'll go with you, for I don't want to be alone at home.
Okay, let's go then. I'm tired of the TV these days. Too much fighting and killing. I really would like a change.
How about going to see a film? At the moment, there is a series of American classic films on at the Grand Cinema. Most of the films are the great ones produced between the 1930s and the 1940s.
Oh, that's interesting. Anything worth seeing?
Let me see. Today is Saturday. Yes, at 3:30 p.m., there is a film, The Lion in Winter. How about that?
Well, I'm not interested in it. I prefer something closer to real life.
In that case, I think this one might interest you. The Trouble with Harry. It's a love story about a couple with a happy ending that pleases everyone.
That sounds nice. When is it being shown?
Tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. in the Grand Cinema. Actually, I'm not particularly interested in it.Anyway, I'll go with you, for I don't want to be alone at home.
Okay, let's go then.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Text 10. I hope I never grow old.My grandfather lives with us, and he's making my life unhappy. When I was small, he was kind and cheerful, but now he's always complaining and criticizing. I mustn't cut in when he's talking. It's rude. He doesn't like my clothes. Nice girls don't dress like that. I shouldn't wear makeup. Natural beauty is best. Sometimes he disturbs me when I am busy with my homework.When I was young, we used to do maths differently, he says. Honestly, he's so old that he doesn't know anything. But that doesn't stop him from criticizing me. You're making too much noise, he calls out. I can't get to sleep. When he's not complaining, he's asking questions. Where are you going? Where have you been? Why weren't you helping your mother? He thinks I'm 6, not 16. Anyway, why can't I do what I like? It's my life, not his. I hope I never grow old. My grandfather lives with us, and he's making my life unhappy. When I was small, he was kind and cheerful, but now he's always complaining and criticizing. I mustn't cut in when he's talking. It's rude. He doesn't like my clothes. Nice girls don't dress like that. I shouldn't wear makeup. Natural beauty is best. Sometimes he disturbs me when I am busy with my homework. When I was young, we used to do maths differently, he says. Honestly, he's so old that he doesn't know anything. But that doesn't stop him from criticizing me. You're making too much noise, he calls out. I can't get to sleep. When he's not complaining, he's asking questions. Where are you going? Where have you been? Why weren't you helping your mother? He thinks I'm 6, not 16. Anyway, why can't I do what I like? It's my life, not his.
Test 2.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. May I help you?
I just happen to be passing by. I want to see when I can see the eye doctor.
Text 2. David, you're wanted on the phone.
Me? Who would be calling me at work?
Text 3. There are cartoons after the news. Then there's a thriller.
What time does the thriller start?
Text 4.
The literature essay is so boring. I worked all night and couldn't finish it.
You worked all night? It only took me and 1 hour. Text 5. I need to go across town, but the traffic is so heavy this time of day.
When you take the subway, you don't have to deal with traffic. I never drive anymore.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料。 回答第六至八题。
Text 6. What happened to you?
It's nothing serious.
It's serious enough for you to be in hospital.
I'll be okay and go back home this evening.
How did this happen?
I had to run into a house that was on fire. There was someone inside it.
Did you get him out?
Yes, I did. It was a little boy.
But there was a lot of smoke.
Yes, a lot. It made it hard for me to breathe.
What happened next?
Oh, they sent me here just for the doctors to take a look.
It sounds frightening. I hope you'll be all right soon.
Thank you.
What happened to you?
It's nothing serious.
It's serious enough for you to be in hospital.
I'll be okay and go back home this evening.
How did this happen?
I had to run into a house that was on fire. There was someone inside it.
Did you get him out?
Yes, I did. It was a little boy.
But there was a lot of smoke.
Yes, a lot. It made it hard for me to breathe.
What happened next?
Oh, they sent me here just for the doctors to take a look.
It sounds frightening. I hope you'll be all right soon.
Thank you.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Text 7.
There's a lot of traffic on the street. Is this the shopping district?
Yes, it is.There are a lot of stores, office buildings, and theaters near here.
What is the largest building on the left?
That's a department store. It sells clothing, furniture, food, almost everything.
Do you buy everything in the same store? That's very handy, isn't it? Saves a lot of time. I need some clothes.
There's a men's clothing store next to the bank building on the right.There are also some good stores on Lincoln Street.
That's a beautiful theater on the corner. What do all the signs in front of it mean?
There's a new play there tonight. The building next to the theater is a hotel.
Is that the post office across the street?
No, it's just three blocks straight ahead.
There's a lot of traffic on the street.Is this the shopping district?
Yes, it is. There are a lot of stores, office buildings, and theaters near here.
What is the largest building on the left?
That's a department store. It sells clothing, furniture, food, almost everything.
Do you buy everything in the same store? That's very handy, isn't it? Saves a lot of time. I need some clothes.
There's a men's clothing store next to the bank building on the right. There are also some good stores on Lincoln Street.
That's a beautiful theater on the corner. What do all the signs in front of it mean?
There's a new play there tonight. The building next to the theater is a hotel.
Is that the post office across the street?
No, it's just three blocks straight ahead.
听第八段材料，回答第十二至十四题。
Text 8. Why did your parents make you stay at home yesterday afternoon?
They wanted to go out, and so they made me look after my baby brother.
Did you mind doing it?
No, I didn't. My brother is very good, and I did quite a lot of homework.
Didn't you even want to go to the cinema?
Not really. I watched television for 2.5 hours.
What was on television yesterday afternoon?
Boxing. It was excellent.
Oh, I enjoy watching boxing on television too. What a pity. I missed it yesterday afternoon.
What did you do yesterday?
I went to a football match in the sports stadium. Why did your parents make you stay at home yesterday afternoon?
They wanted to go out, and so they made me look after my baby brother.
Did you mind doing it?
No, I didn't. My brother is very good, and I did quite a lot of homework.
Didn't you even want to go to the cinema?
Not really. I watched television for 2.5 hours.
What was on television yesterday afternoon?
Boxing. It was excellent.
Oh, I enjoy watching boxing on television too. What a pity. I missed it yesterday afternoon.
What did you do yesterday?
I went to a football match in the sports stadium. Text 9.
Excuse me, can you help me?
Of course. What can I do for you?
Can you tell me how I can get to the Excelsior Hotel from here?
The Excelsior. Let's see, that's in the city, right?
Yes, it is. On 43rd Street, just off 11th Avenue.
Well, you can take a bus to the city. Just go out the front door of the terminal and cross the street. There is a sign that says Airport City Bus. Otherwise, you can take a taxi. You can catch one right in front of the terminal.
Thank you. Oh, do you know how much the bus fare is?
It's $5. A taxi runs about $15 to $20.
I'd better take a bus then. How often does the bus run?
I think you just missed one. There is a schedule printed on the sign outside. I think that the buses run every half hour or so.
On second thought, I'd better take a taxi. I have a lot of luggage and it's late. Thank you. Excuse me, can you help me?
Of course. What can I do for you?
Can you tell me how I can get to the Excelsior Hotel from here?
The Excelsior. Let's see, that's in the city, right?
Yes, it is. On 43rd Street, just off 11th Avenue.
Well, you can take a bus to the city. Just go out the front door of the terminal and cross the street. There is a sign that says Airport City Bus. Otherwise, you can take a taxi. You can catch one right in front of the terminal.
Thank you. Oh, do you know how much the bus fare is?
It's $5. A taxi runs about $15 to $20.
I'd better take a bus then. How often does the bus run?
I think you just missed one. There is a schedule printed on the sign outside. I think that the buses run every half hour or so.
On second thought, I'd better take a taxi. I have a lot of luggage and it's late. Thank you.
Text 10.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Hinton Hospital Radio. Before our music program at 4, I'm going to repeat some of our hospital rules. The visiting hours are in the afternoon, from 2:30 to 3:30, and in the evening, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. But remember, only two people can see you at the same time. Sorry about that, but can you imagine what would happen if we didn't have these rules? The other rules are about our hours. We start pretty early. You might not be used to that. We wake you up at 6 o'clock, breakfast is at 8 a.m., and lunch is at noon. There is tea at 3:30 p.m., and supper is at 6 o'clock. You can see the no smoking sign. We won't allow smoking in the treating room. However, if you do need to smoke, there are special areas where it's allowed. You will find the radio switch on the wall near your bed with your headphones if you want to listen. It's our own hospital radio wishing you a speedy recovery. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Hinton Hospital Radio. Before our music program at 4, I'm going to repeat some of our hospital rules. The visiting hours are in the afternoon, from 2:30 to 3:30, and in the evening, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. But remember, only two people can see you at the same time. Sorry about that, but can you imagine what would happen if we didn't have these rules? The other rules are about our hours. We start pretty early. You might not be used to that. We wake you up at 6 o'clock. Breakfast is at 8 a.m. and lunch is at noon. There is tea at 3:30 p.m. and supper is at 6 o'clock. You can see the no smoking sign. We won't allow smoking in the treating room. However, if you do need to smoke, there are special areas where it's allowed. You will find the radio switch on the wall near your bed with your headphones if you want to listen. It's our own hospital radio wishing you a speedy recovery.
Test 3.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Have you seen my elder sister lately?
Yes, the day before yesterday. Text 2. Dear, this washing machine doesn't seem to be working right.
Why don't you ask Betty to look at it? She knows everything about washing machines.
Text 3.
I really love this place. They always have great dinner special.
Do you know when they are offered?
Every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 9.
Text 4.
Hey, Louise. I got a used copy of our chemistry textbook for half price.
I'm afraid you've wasted your money. Yours is the first edition, but we're supposed to be using the third edition. Text 5.
Now I'm going to start off by asking you a difficult question. Why would you like to get this post?
Well, first of all, I know that your firm has a very good reputation. Then I've heard you offer good opportunities for promotion for the right person.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读2遍。 听第6段材料，回答第6至8题。Text
6.
I can't make this CD player work.
Have you turned on the power?
Yes. Nothing happens.
Did you try it before you took it out of the store?
No. It was new. It was in a box. I thought it would work.
I'm sorry, but I can't help you. You should have tried it out before you left the store.
That's nonsense. I want to speak to the manager.
He is away on business.
I don't believe it.
He will come back next Friday.
I can't make this CD player work.
Have you turned on the power?
Yes. Nothing happens.
Did you try it before you took it out of the store?
No. It was new. It was in a box. I thought it would work.
I'm sorry, but I can't help you. You should have tried it out before you left the store.
That's nonsense. I want to speak to the manager.
He is away on business.
I don't believe it.
He will come back next Friday.
Text
7. We've been hearing a lot about the actor Vinnie Jones. Over in Britain, he's really well known, isn't he?
Well, yeah. He's much better known in Britain than he is here in America.
So, what's the big deal? What's so special about Vinnie Jones?
Well, before he became an actor, he was already well known as a soccer player. In fact, I'd say he's still more famous for his soccer skills than his acting.
Which team did he play for? Manchester United?
No. In fact, much of his professional career he played for Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Yes, they're not as successful as Manchester United. But while he was playing for them, they beat Liverpool and won the cup.
We've been hearing a lot about the actor Vinnie Jones. Over in Britain, he's really well known, isn't he?
Well, yeah. He's much better known in Britain than he is here in America.
So, what's the big deal? What's so special about Vinnie Jones?
Well, before he became an actor, he was already well known as a soccer player. In fact, I'd say He's still more famous for his soccer skills than his acting.
Which team did he play for? Manchester United?
No, no. In fact, much of his professional career, he played for Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Yes, they're not as successful as Manchester United. But while he was playing for them, they beat Liverpool and won the cup.
Text 8.
So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at this city guide here. Here's something interesting. Why don't we first visit the art museum in the morning?
Okay, I like that idea. And where do you want to have lunch?
How about going to an Indian restaurant? The guide recommends one downtown, a few blocks from the museum.
Now that sounds great. After that, what do you think about visiting the zoo? Well, it says here that there are some very unique animals not found anywhere.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not really interested in going there. Yeah. Why don't we go shopping instead? There are supposed to be some really nice places to pick up some bargain clothes.
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea. We only have a few traveler's checks left, and I only have $50 left in cash.
No problem. We can use your credit card to pay.
Oh, no. I remember the last time you used my credit card for your new clothes.
Oh, well. Let's take the subway down to the seashore and walk along the beach.
Now that sounds like a wonderful plan. So, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Well, let's look at this city guide here. Here's something interesting. Why don't we first visit the art museum in the morning?
Okay, I like that idea. And where do you want to have lunch?
How about going to an Indian restaurant? The guide recommends one downtown, a few blocks from the museum.
Now that sounds great. After that, what do you think about visiting the zoo? Well, it says here that there are some very unique animals not found anywhere.
Well, to tell the truth, I'm not really interested in going there. Yeah. Why don't we go shopping instead? There are supposed to be some really nice places to pick up some bargain clothes.
Nah, I don't think that's a good idea. We only have a few traveler's checks left, and I only have $50 left in cash.
No problem. We can use your credit card to pay.
Oh, no. I remember the last time you used my credit card for your new clothes.
Oh, well. Let's take the subway down to the seashore and walk along the beach.
Now that sounds like a wonderful plan.
Text 9. Hello, Mr. Tompkins. Our newspaper will carry some information about new products. Now, will you tell us about the new home your company has built? It promises to be a model for the houses of the future.
Certainly. The idea is not to have a house full of different things. This is a complete home system. It will make people's lives easier.
Okay. So tell me how this house will make my life easier.
When you arrive at the front door, you won't need a key. The door will open with a touch of your finger. You'll be able to call your refrigerator when you're in the supermarket and find out how much you need to buy. Isn't it wonderful?
Can I call the washing machine as well?
Sure, but you won't need to. The house comes with a robot. It is programmed to do cleaning and washing.
And what's the price of this new home?
$1 million.
$1 million? It will be the 22nd century before I can afford to buy one. Hello, Mr. Tompkins. Our newspaper will carry some information about new products. Now, will you tell us about the new home your company has built? It promises to be a model for the houses of the future.
Certainly. The idea is not to have a house full of different things. This is a complete home system. It will make people's lives easier.
Okay. So tell me how this house will make my life easier.
When you arrive at the front door, you won't need a key. The door will open with a touch of your finger. You'll be able to call your refrigerator when you're in the supermarket and find out how much you need to buy. Isn't it wonderful?
Can I call the washing machine as well?
Sure, but you won't need to. The house comes with a robot. It is programmed to do cleaning and washing.
And what's the price of this new home?
$1 million.
$1 million? It will be the 22nd century before I can afford to buy one. Text 10.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our tour. Now, we're on the way to some points of historical interest in the city. If you look out of the window on your right, you'll see the Grange, one of the oldest buildings in the city. It was built for our first mayor 200 years ago and still has most of the old furniture. Perhaps the most interesting thing is that every Saturday afternoon, you can come and watch them bake bread, the way it was done 200 years ago. On your left is a university building. This university building is just 125 years old. We'll be stopping in a quarter at Bridgeton Castle. It was built by Sir Henry Pellet for his young wife. He brought almost all of the bunching materials from England. Notice the beautiful glass windows. Unfortunately, Sir Henry's young wife became ill and died before the castle was completed. Sir Henry became so unhappy that he left the castle and returned to England. No family members ever lived here.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our tour. Now, we're on the way to some points of historical interest in the city. If you look out of the window on your right, you'll see the Grange, one of the oldest buildings in the city. It was built for our first mayor 200 years ago and still has most of the old furniture. Perhaps the most interesting thing is that every Saturday afternoon, you can come and watch them bake bread, the way it was done 200 years ago. On your left is a university building. This university building is just 125 years old. We'll be stopping in a quarter at Bridgeton Castle. It was built by Sir Henry Pellet for his young wife. He brought almost all of the bunching materials from England. Notice the beautiful glass windows.
Unfortunately, Sir Henry's young wife became ill and died before the castle was completed. Sir Henry became so unhappy that he left the castle and returned to England. No family members ever lived here.
Test 4.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. I'm sorry, but there's no smoking on this flight.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
Text 2. Have you had a chance to wear your new shirt yet?
That reminds me. I've been meaning to exchange it for a larger size.
Text 3. Hey, aren't you cold without a coat?
Well, yes, actually. I can't find my jacket. I think I must have left it somewhere in the hotel.
Was it that nice one with the fur collar?
Yes, it's an old one, but I'm really fond of it. I'd hate to lose it.
Text 4.
When do you want to leave?
Oh, I don't know. Whenever you'd like to leave is fine with me.
You don't have any feeling about it?
It doesn't matter to me. Text 5.
I've got two tickets for the film. Would you like to go with me?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid not.
Why?
A patient has just arrived. He was badly hurt in a traffic accident. He is due to be operated on at once.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。
听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
Text 6. I hope it rains today.
Why?
Well, if it rains on your birthday, it means you make lots of money this year.
How do you know that?
That's what my grandfather says every time it rains on someone's birthday.
We're having a party tonight.
Are we?
It's a surprise party. I've invited some friends over. Susan doesn't know about it yet.
Right. Aren't you taking Susan to a concert?
Yes, but I'm taking her to the party afterwards. Why don't I ask Peter to pick you up at 10?
Oh, no. That would be too much trouble. I can make it there by myself. Where's the party? I hope it rains today.
Why?
Well, if it rains on your birthday, it means you make lots of money this year.
How do you know that?
That's what my grandfather says every time it rains on someone's birthday.
We're having a party tonight.
Are we?
It's a surprise party. I've invited some friends over. Susan doesn't know about it yet.
Right. Aren't you taking Susan to a concert?
Yes, but I'm taking her to the party afterwards. Why don't I ask Peter to pick you up at 10?
Oh, no. That would be too much trouble. I can make it there by myself. Where's the party?
Text 7. Excuse me, I'm really sorry to bother you, but I do have a question.
It's no trouble at all.
I found some books in the card catalog I'd like to borrow. How do I get the books?
I'm sorry. I should have explained that before. Take this call slip and fill it out with the call number, title, and author of the book, and your name, address, phone number, and ID number.
What do I do once I've filled out the call slip?
Then you can search for the book yourself using the call number as your guide, as the books are arranged numerically by call numbers.
Can't I ask a librarian to find it for me?
Sure, but they're often very busy. By browsing, you might also find other materials which are of interest to you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Excuse me, I'm really sorry to bother you, but I do have a question.
It's no trouble at all.
I found some books in the card catalog I'd like to borrow. How do I get the books?
I'm sorry. I should have explained that before. Take this call slip and fill it out with the call number, title, and author of the book, and your name, address, phone number, and ID number.
What do I do once I've filled out the call slip?
Then you can search for the book yourself using the call number as your guide, as the books are arranged numerically by call numbers.
Can't I ask a librarian to find it for me?
Sure, but they're often very busy. By browsing, you might also find other materials which are of interest to you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Text
8.
Did you see the movie on Channel 6 last night?
No, I missed it. I went shopping for clothes.
It was an excellent film. It had been made especially for television, you know.
I read something about it in yesterday's paper and had hoped to watch it last night. But then Rose called me to go shopping with her, so I went.
You remember that this movie is regarded as one of the best films of the last 10 years.
Yeah, I do remember. It's believed that the movie will win some film awards at the end of the year.
Well, if I were one of the judges, I'd pick it as the best film of this year. I haven't seen such a wonderful film for a long time.
It sounds as if I'll have to see it if they return it.
Did you see the movie on Channel 6 last night?
No, I missed it. I went shopping for clothes.
It was an excellent film. It had been made especially for television, you know.
I read something about it in yesterday's paper and had hoped to watch it last night. But then Rose called me to go shopping with her, so I went.
You remember that this movie is regarded as one of the best films of the last 10 years.
Yeah, I do remember. It's believed that the movie will win some film awards at the end of the year.
Well, if I were one of the judges, I'd pick it as the best film of this year. I haven't seen such a wonderful film for a long time.
It sounds as if I'll have to see it if they return it.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Text 9.
Honey, the basketball game is about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream and a slice of pizza from the fridge?
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, honey, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team, and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think?
Huh.
Huh. What do you mean, huh? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you to have a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical exam before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
No, I just love you, and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
Honey, the basketball game is about to start, and could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream and a slice of pizza from the fridge?
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, honey, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team, and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think?
Huh.
Huh. What do you mean, huh? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you to have a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical exam before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruit and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
No, I just love you, and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Text 10.
European universities and universities in the United States are different in many ways. First, European students enroll in fewer courses each term than United States students do. Second, European students seldom live on a university campus. Instead, they live at home and travel to classes. Third, most European courses are for the most time, lectures given by professors, while professors in the United States spend much less time lecturing. Instead, they often ask their students questions and divide their students into discussion groups. What's more, at most American universities, social activities take up a large part of the students' time, but in Europe, unlike the USA, a university is mainly a place to study. Above all, European students' final examinations are usually oral, whereas American students take more written final examinations. European universities and universities in the United States are different in many ways. First, European students enroll in fewer courses each term than United States students do. Second, European students seldom live on a university campus. Instead, they live at home and travel to classes. Third, most European courses are for the most time lectures given by professors, while professors in the United States spend much less time lecturing. Instead, they often ask their students questions and divide their students into discussion groups. What's more, at most American universities, social activities take up a large part of the students' time, but in Europe, unlike the USA, a university is mainly a place to study. Above all, European students' final examinations are usually oral, whereas American students take more written final examinations.